Another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Guy Fawn will bring down his fifth rebound. Outlet pass goes to Heidelk in the front court. Has a little room. Takes it to the wing. Now spins out of there. Wenzel now gets it down to the low block to Rowieder. Back out to Wenzel. Lob into Guy Fawn. And there's no answer for Johanna. And the lead sets at 10.
Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line as the Grand Island Citadel Catholic Crusaders battle the Gothenburg Swedes in the C-15 district final. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
On to the corner, Clement. Clement's going to try the 19-footer and hit it. Ty Clement showing some range. He's now got six.
Citadel Catholic has a shot at the wild card, but wants to take a winning streak into Lincoln for the first time in 4 years. Gothenburg only has one state appearance in the last 50 years. A win tonight changes that. It's the Crusaders and Swedes coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School with Classic Hits and Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kearney High, where you expect a full house here tonight for the C1 District Championship game between Gothenburg and Grand Island Central Catholic. A top 10 matchup here with a trip to the state basketball tournament on the line. If the Crusaders were to fall tonight, they would have an outside chance of getting a wild card spot. Gothenburg really has no aspirations of that being the case for them at all. GICC comes in 21-5 on the season. Gothenburg is 19-5. And can't exactly call this a home court advantage being played at Kearney High, but they will have a prohibitive advantage when it comes to crowd size. About twice as many fans here from Gothenburg as have already made it here from Grand Island Central Catholic. In fact, if it's a late arriving Crusader crowd, they're going to have a difficult time finding enough places to sit. There's only probably about 100 seats left in this venerable old building. And after that, the doors are going to be shot on what we really kind of anticipate to be what we call a fire marshal game, where they'll lock the doors because the fire marshal would not approve of any more folks coming in here. So again, Gothenburg, number 8 in the state. Grand Island Central Catholic playing just a killer schedule. They're number 4 in the state of Nebraska this year. And both these two teams through the course of the year have been sorely tested. Gothenburg, for instance, has played 8 games within 5 points, and Grand Island Central Catholic, well, that's much the same story for them as they played in that extremely difficult Centennial Conference. In fact, about half the conference is still alive tonight with a chance of making it to the state basketball tournament. So we know that the Crusaders have been tested as well. A great matchup here, the Crusaders and the Swedes. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineup as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll step away for a moment when we come back. The starters for Grand Island Central Catholic and Gothenburg when we come back right after this.
There are certain things we don't get to choose in life, and some of us get dealt an unfortunate hand. Burger King wants to do something for all those people. For those who didn't choose to snort when they laugh. Or to have horrible voices.
La, 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 la.
Or to have bizarre sneezes. For everyone out there who didn't get a choice, there's the Burger King 2 for $5 menu, where you get to choose two large premium sandwiches, like the new spicy big fish sandwich for just $5. Mix and match your way, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back here to Kearney High, the C-15 sub-district final. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Gothenburg. as they'll be the visiting team here. So they'll be in their road maroon uniforms. A lot of gold in the stands, school colors being maroon and gold. And their starters are going to be Dawson Graham. Graham is a 6-foot-tall sophomore. He'll play the guard position. Graham averages 15 points and about 3.5 rebounds a game. Connor Schwanz is a 6'1 senior. He averages 4.5 points, 2.3 rebounds a contest. Colin Hahn is 6'2 and just a sophomore. Hahn averages 10.5 points and 2.4 rebounds a contest. Ty Clement is 6'7, just a sophomore. Clement averages 8.3 points and 4.9 rebounds a contest. And the big man in the middle is going to be 6'9, Tanner Borchert. He is a senior. He averages 16.3 points and 12.2 rebounds a contest. He'll be playing, be walking on and playing football at Nebraska next year. Be a great matchup between him and Division I football recruit Johanna Gaifon, who will be playing for Wyoming next year. So, again, your lineup is going to be Graham, Schwanz, Hahn, Clement, and Borchard for Gothenburg and head coach Roger Kaler. Now for the Crusaders, as their starting lineup really hasn't changed a whole lot since the last time we saw them. As they've been rolling along, their starting lineup will be Brady Brokaw, 5'9", and a senior. Brokaw averages 5.3 points and 2 rebounds a game. John Rowetter is 6'3", and a senior. Rowetter averages 8.7 points and 2.1 rebounds a contest. Elijah Hunter, 6'2", and a senior. He averages 8.3 points and 2 rebounds a game. Chase Wenzel is 6'1", and a sophomore. He averages right at 3 points and 1.7 rebounds. And we mentioned him before, Johanna Gaifon, the 6'5", senior, will start down low. He averages 16.3 points and 8.1 rebounds for head coach Tino Martinez. So again, for the Crusaders, Brokaw, Rowetter, Hunter, Wenzel, and Gaifon for the Crusaders, who will be the home team on the scoreboard. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney and Grand Island. Well, we still have a little bit of time left here on the pregame, and we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about what our schedule is for girls' state basketball and what's going on around the state tonight. We'll continue with our New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care, and I think that that's just continued on.
I think the Common Core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. Let's update you kind of what the exact situation is. We talked about this earlier, but right now, Grand Island Central Catholic, they are number 4 in the state in terms of wild card points. So there would be the possibility that they could get one of the 2 wild cards, but one of the 2 wild cards will be picked up by the loser of the Bishop Newman Columbus SCOTUS game that's going on tonight. We mentioned how tough the Centennial Conference is because those 2 Centennial Conference opponents playing each other tonight for the district championship. Winner gets the automatic bid. Loser, more than likely, will get one of the wild cards then. Winnebago, they're the number 2 team in the state. They're playing tonight as well. So if they win, Grand Island Central Catholic would be in pretty good shape in terms of getting a wild card. Fall City, right behind Grand Island Central Catholic and wild card points, they're playing as well. And Ainsworth and Shadron getting together, the loser will get a wild card. And, the winner will get in. Loser probably will be just out of luck when it comes to getting a wild card. And Shadron is number 8 in the state. So if Gothenburg loses, they're already number 9 in the state. They would have no chance of getting one of those wild cards because guaranteed a wild card's either going to go to the Bishop Newman SCOTUS loser or the Ainsworth Shadron loser. So, again, just outside looking in will be Gothenburg if they can't win this, when they would most assuredly be eliminated from contention. So Both these two teams want to get the automatic bid because even Grand Island Central Catholic, as we mentioned, number four in terms of wild card points, if they don't make it, if they don't win, there still would be the possibility that they would not get one of the two remaining wild cards because one of those wild cards will go to the Newman and SCOTUS losers. So, again, it's a win and get in, lose, and now your fate is in other people's hands. And Gothenburg definitely has to know that they're not going to get in at all if they can't come away with the win tonight because, again, they are number nine in the state in wild card points, so they won't get in. So let's give you all the matchups here in the C1 districts. It'll be Falls City taking on Boys Town. Both those two teams outside the top 10 in terms of ranking and in wild card points. Lincoln Christian takes on Wilbur Claytonia. Newman and SCOTUS for the C1-3. We mentioned that earlier. Winnebago is taking on Norfolk Catholic right here. Grand Island Central Catholic and Gothenburg for the C1-5. And the other one out west, we mentioned it before, Ainsworth and Chadron getting together. Don't forget, on our sister stations, we have plenty more basketball for you. On our sister station, On the Breeze, 94.5, we have St. Cecilia taking on Ravenna tonight. And also tonight, we have coverage of more basketball for you from around the area, and we'll check those for you. And don't forget that coming up tomorrow, we'll have Riverside taking on Wilcox Hildreth. That game will be On the Breeze, 94.5, the D2-3 district final. That'll be played over at Grand Island at Central Catholic High School, and we'll have that game for you at 7 o'clock tomorrow as well. Just a lot of basketball coming up. Of course, the state coming up right around the corner as well. But tonight we have the C1-5 right here on KKPR. The C2-5 over at Grand Island Central Catholic, Ravenna, and St. Cecilia is On the Breeze, 94.5. And on KHAS Radio over at Grand Island Senior High, Adam Central will be taking on Hastings. So the Battle of Hastings over in Grand Island in the B1-5 over at Grand Island Senior High. And again, that's on our sister station, KHAS. Tomorrow, right here on KKPR, Amherst will be taking on Kennesaw from Grand Island Northwest. Over at Central Catholic, we mentioned it, On the Breeze, Wilcox Hildreth takes on Riverside. And then on KHAS, it'll be Adams Central provided they win tonight, will have their game, either that or Hastings. One of those two teams will be playing tomorrow in the finals of the B1-5. And, of course, girls' state basketball rolling around on Thursday, and we'll have a myriad of games for you beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning, as we'll begin the day on KKPR with Menden's matchup, followed by Kearney Catholic at 3:45, and then Giltner and Sutton at 7 and 8:45, respectively. And don't forget, on KHAS, we'll be following St. Cecilia and Hastings High beginning at 7, then at 8:45, and On the Breeze, KLIQ at 3:45. We'll have Blue Hills matchup as well. So we're going to take one last break here. When we come back, we'll wrap up our New Tech Seed pregame show here as the Crusaders, the home team taking on Gothenburg with his trip to the state basketball tournament on the line. That's coming up when we return back to Kearney High right after this timeout.
If your company or farm is accepting bids on replacing your roofing system, call the company that provides the best products, the best workmanship, and the best service after the job is completed. Lampman Roofing Company. Your project is not handed off to some subcontractor. Eddie Lampman is personally on every job assuring you that your project is always the top quality that you expect. Lampman's spray-on weather and waterproofing systems make your roof look and work like brand new for many years to come for a lot less money. Farmers enjoy Lampman systems that seal leaky grain bin walls and roofs. For a free, no-pressure quote, call 800-942-4331 or 402-670-9167. Saving you on your re-roofing and energy, Lampman Roofing Company. 800-942-4331 for your quote. An A-plus rated Better Business Partner.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The D15 District Championship on the line here between the Crusaders, who will be the home team, and the Gothenburg Swedes. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. And again, the starters and non-starters alike being introduced here at Kearney High, which is somewhat of the tradition, especially in district finals. And again, don't forget that we'll have coverage of the girls state basketball tournament beginning on Thursday in Class A. We'll be following Kearney High, the number 7 seed, as they take on Lincoln Northeast. That'll be at 8:45 on our sister station on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In Class C1, Minden will be taking on Pierce, a battle of the number 4 and 5 seeds, and we'll have those games for you on KKPR. On KHAS in Class B, 7-seeded Hastings will be taking on Norris at 8:45 p.m. as well. Also in Class C1, 2nd-seeded Kearney Catholic takes on Chadron at 3:45 again. That'll be on KKPR. And St. Cecilia on KHAS will be taking on North Platte St. Pat. St. Cecilia, the 2-seed, as they'll be hooking up at 7 o'clock. And again, that'll be on KHAS Radio. And also Blue Hill on the Breeze 94.5 at 3:45. They're the number 5-seed in Class D1. They'll be taking on Fullerton. And then, of course, we'll also be following Giltner for you, as Giltner, the number 6-seed in Class D2. They'll play at 7 o'clock. And again, that'll be on the Breeze 94.5 FM. So the Crusaders and the Swedes being introduced here, and we're just about ready to get this one tipped off. I misspoke earlier. We're going to take one last break. We'll take a quick 30-second break here, and then we'll be back for the tip between the Swedes and the Crusaders here from Kearney High as we have the D15 District Championship game, the C15 District Championship game, coming up here on Classic Hits 98.9 right after this timeout.
Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg is running full force with all the new renovation in our sales, parts, and service departments. Stop in and see our new dealership, and while you're there, check out all the new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, new Chevrolets and Buicks, and numerous choice on program vehicles. Lots of local trades, too. If you don't see it on our lot, we can get it for you. Stop in today at Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg. Chevrolet, find new roads.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School, the C15 District Championship game. And I'll tell you what, whoever is the last one out of Gothenburg, I hope they turn the lights off, because it is a packed house here and a lot of maroon and gold in the stands here as the Swedes being introduced. Of course, they'll be in their road maroon uniforms, white numbers, letters, and trim. Says Swedes across the front. And the Carolina Blue warm-ups here for the Crusaders, they're taking them off. As the starters are about to be announced here, they'll be in their home white uniforms. And again, it's going to be a great matchup between Tanner Borkhart and Johanna Guy Fawn, as those two guys will be doing battle all night long. And it should be a lot of fun watching a couple of kids who are going to be playing college football down the road going right after each other. And again, there's about 11 different sections here at Kearney High, and all but one of them are completely full at the moment. So if you're not here and you're on your way, I'm not recommending you violate the speed limit, but you better get here quick, because they're going to end up locking the doors, I'm sure, as the Crusaders and the Swedes are going to play in front of a packed house here at Kearney High. And I believe the number is around 1,400 that this gymnasium holds. And whatever that number is, we're going to get awfully close to it, because they're lining up the last few rows over there by the Gothenburg band, and they're filling it up here pretty nice. So Real Weeder being introduced here for Grand Island Central Catholic. We're just about ready to get things underway again for the Crusaders. A little bit more balanced scoring in a sense, because they've got some guys that all average in double figures. They got three guys that average right at double figures. Graham with 15 a game, Hahn with 10, and Borchardt with 16 a game. Clement averages 8.3 a game. And for the Crusaders, again, it's Guy Fawn leading the way with 16.3. After that, it's pretty balanced between Rowieder and Hunter, both averaging a little bit over 8 points per ball game. And so that's kind of, both teams kind of have a three-headed monster. But again, Guy Fawn is the big gun here for the Crusaders. And the big man is the big gun here for Gothenburg as well, Tanner Borchardt. So we're just about ready to go. Both teams have been introduced. Remind you that you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and your New Tech Seed dealer. Proud to bring you all their products from Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. So Borchardt and Guy Fawn doing the jumping here. As an extremely tall basketball team for the Swedes, 6'7", 6'9", 6'2", 6'1", and 6'1". For GICC, it's 6'3", 6'2", 6'1", and 6'5". And the tip is going to be won by Guy Fawn. So it is going to be Central Catholic basketball to get things started here. Brokaw will kick it off here on the left side. With it is Hunter. Hunter off of a screen, kicks right side. Open there is Brokaw. He'll give the ball top of the circle here for Wenzel. Now left side, they're looking inside for Guy Fawn. They double-team him. He's working against Borchardt. Little spin move, kick out. Open for three is Hunter. Hunter's three is going to be no good. And rebounded in underneath by the Crusaders, and they'll work it back around. Brokaw got it going. As they swing it around, Wenzel has it on the baseline. Gives it to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn working against Borchardt there. They're going to kick it out. Baseline jumper open here for Wenzel. Wenzel misses the deuce, and it's going to be rebounded in the corner by the Swedes. And every time Gothenburg does something nice, you're going to hear it here because we're surrounded by the Swedes. With it is Graham. He'll kick here at left wing for Schwanz. Schwanz, little ball fake as the entry pass is going to be thrown away. So Gothenburg turns the ball over, and the Crusaders will slowly bring in the offensive end. Hunter will direct traffic a little bit as the Swedes right now going man-to-man. They enter it on the low post here to Guy Fawn. They double-team him, and he's outside the lane, so he's not closely guarded. Uses up his dribble. Kicks it now out here for Hunter. Hunter swings it around right side for Brokaw. Brokaw gets it in the corner here for Roweeder. And we'll reset the offense. Screen being set, and then coming off it is Wenzel. But they'll get it inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn working against Borchardt. We'll take it off glass. A little bit too strong. Offensive tip. Won't fall here for Wenzel. Wenzel saved it again and gives it out to Guy Fawn. So a couple of offensive rebounds, and then a turnover here going to be called against Grand Island Central Catholic. And I think they may have blown that whistle one possession a little bit too late, because on the rebound, I kind of thought that Brokaw maybe double-tapped and then saved it. But in any event, it is going to be Gothenburg basketball here as they come in the offensive end slowly. Graham brings it up. Now he'll knife through, takes it off the glass. A little bit too strong. Rebounded by Schwanz. Schwanz gets the rebound, and they'll work around the perimeter. He has it now. He'll give it inside for Borchardt. Borchardt, he loses the ball on the way up, and the rebound is going to be pulled down by the Crusaders. On the run is Brokaw after the missed shot. And really, he lost it on the way up. These two big men are really going after each other. Guy Fawn in the lane, in trouble, kicks it back out here for Brokaw. Back inside for Guy Fawn. He's outside the lane, working against Borchardt. Has a little jump stop, takes off glass, and it's good. Johanna Guy Fawn, first bucket of the ball game for either team. And the Crusaders, they draw first blood, 2-0. On the dribble here is Graham. He's shut off, so they'll set up a half-court offense here by Brokaw. Not quite closely guarded yet. Gives it off right wing here for Clement. Clement enters it in where there's going to be a hold called on Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn made the interception, but they're going to say he committed the foul to get the position. So that'll be his first foul. And again, foul trouble on the big men could very well be a huge, and I mean huge, story in this game. Rebounded by Graham, or inbounded by Graham, and it's going to be picked up by the Swedes. Up high for it is Clement. He'll hand the basketball off here for Hahn, who gives it out here for Borchardt. Borchardt gives it in the lane. Spinning move here by Clement. Bounces around, and it's good. Ty Clement has tied it at two. And again, a couple of strong post moves. Those are the two buckets we've got in the ball game. Hunter gives it off right side. A three in transition for Roweeder, and he hits it. Roweeder drains the three-pointer. And just like that, the Crusaders have their largest lead of the ball game. It's still early on here as the lob pass down low for Clement. Clement in the lane, loses the ball, has it knocked out of his hands, and it's going to be last touched by the Crusaders. So basketball belongs here to Gothenburg, and they'll throw it on the baseline here for Borchardt. They'll work it around the perimeter with it to Schwanz. Schwanz kicks it right side for Graham. Graham is going to fire a three. Wasn't very open, and the rebound's going to be taken out by the Crusaders. Kick into the corner. There's Roweeder in transition. That three won't fall, and Borchardt pulls down the rebound. On the run here is going to be Graham. Graham shut off, has the ball knocked loose on the inside by Hunter, and Gothenburg turns the ball over. Nice work there by the Crusader defense and the quick hands there of Elijah Hunter. Around the perimeter now, left wing, Rowweeder has it. He'll kick the ball off the right side. He'll give it off right wing here for Wenzel. Wenzel to Hunter. Hunter dribbles up to the free throw line, hits the little runner, and he's got his first 2 points of the ball game, and the Crusaders now with a 7-2 lead. So Elijah Hunter elevates from the free throw line and gives the Crusaders a 7-2 lead. On the dribble right side is going to be Graham. Graham gives it out to Borchardt, and they'll kick it down left side. Schwanz, he's going to fire the three. That's no good. Rebounded by Guyfon. Guyfon's going to lead the break. Guyfon stops in the lane, kicks it back out to Hunter. Hunter, nice through, has a shot blocked by Borchardt and rebounded by the Swedes. Borchardt with a huge block there after the shot by Hunter in transition, and they'll get it down low for Clement. Clement loses the ball. He'll tip it up there for a shot. It's going to go out of bounds, and last touched by Gothenburg. First subs of the game for both teams. Checking in is Jacob Clark for Gothenburg, and for the Crusaders, Harry Heidel checks in, and so does Devin Beck. 3:24 to go here. Quarter number one, very entertaining. So far, 7-2. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead and the basketball. And they'll face a little pressure here as Heidel has it in the backcourt. Gives it right wing here for Hunter. Hunter, long pass up ahead. It's going to be picked up by Rowweeder, and Rowweeder works it around. Guyfon right now getting a little breather. Kick left side. Rowweeder will hit another three. John Rowweeder drains the three-pointer, and it's now 10-2. So Graham gives it off on the right side behind the arc is Clement. He's looking inside here for Borchardt. Borchardt kicks the ball into the corner there for Hahn. Hahn will fire a three, and he hits the three. Colin Hahn drains the three-pointer, and it's now 10-5. Heidelk across the timeline. They're looking to trap. Pressure starting to come, but he's able to get it to the jump circle here to Hunter, who gives it off left side. Now right back out here, they're going to get it to Heidel. Heidel kicks it right wing here for Rowweeder. Rowweeder well behind the three-point arc. Now we'll give it between the circles for Elijah Hunter. A little 2-3 zone right now here for Gothenburg. Falling down, but getting it out into the hands of Hunter. Hunter tries an extra pass inside for Brokaw. Quick pass there by Hunter for Brokaw. And somebody from Gothenburg tipped it out of bounds. I don't know if it was Hahn or those long arms or Tanner Borchardt. In any event, it will be Crusader basketball underneath their own basket here. Hunter to toss it in with 2:14 to go in the corner. Off of the screen, they get it to Rowweeder. Rowweeder thought about the three, but he'll give it off to Heidelk. Heidelk stops at the free throw line. Kicks now left side for Brokaw. And they're going to work the ball back around. Coming now left side is going to be Hunter. And they'll throw it off on the right wing here for Rowweeder. Rowweeder picks up his dribble, gives it off for Hunter. Hunter back to Rowweeder. Rowweeder in rhythm, fires a three, a little bit strong, and the rebound going to be taken out by the Crusaders. Another rebound there by Brokaw, and Brokaw will help work the ball back around the perimeter. Heidelk has it, and again now with a minute 44 to go, another long possession here for the Crusaders who have that 10-5 lead. They're looking to score here. This isn't four corners here, but they will be very patient. Heidelk had the ball at the elbow, dribbles out to the wing. Now Heidelk gets the ball back after passing it to Hunter. Heidelk on the dribble, and he's going to be picked up there defensively by Clark. They get it in the lane, in a little bit of trouble. They'll kick it back around. Now Rowweeder again open for three. That three is a little bit strong again, and rebounded by Borchardt. So Borchardt finally pulls down the rebound here for the Swedes, and a minute 13 to go here in the quarter. Driving in the lane is going to be Graham. Graham gets the ball down low, and we've got a bucket and a foul. Great pass down low to Colin Hahn. Hahn got the defender in the air, took it high off the glass, and he'll have an and-one opportunity. So Elijah Hunter going to be called for his first foul of the ball game. And again, a great fake there by Hahn to get Hunter in the air. And so Hahn now with the and-one and a chance to make this a two-point ball game. Minute 7 to go, quarter number one, 10-7. Swedes trailing it and hoping to cut the lead down to two, and Hahn does exactly that. And that'll earn him a breather. Checking in for him is going to be Riley Ostendorf. At one time, it was 10-2, but six straight points here for the Swedes, and the Crusaders bringing the offensive end. They'll get here left side here for Heidel. Heidel gives it right wing here for Devin Beck. 55 seconds left to give it to Hunter on that right side. Hunter's going to direct traffic through, and he's not closely guarded. Gives it between the circles here for Beck. Beck works around the perimeter. They're looking inside for Hunter. They'll get the ball back out here to Heidelk, and now they're going to work off a little bit more time. Head coach Tino Martinez, giving the instructions, is looking over and getting those marching orders, is Harry Heidelk. And Heidelk, with his feet in the center jump circle, not closely guarded yet, and they're going to look for the last shot here. 24 seconds to go in quarter number one. It's 10-8, Crusaders with the lead. And again, Heidelk can start to dribble whenever he wants to here, as he's been past the ball. Now he'll start to dribble with 13 seconds left. Takes the top of the key, gives it off on the left side here for Rowieder. Rowieder off of the screen, dribbles, fires a long three, and hits the three. John Rowieder drains the three-pointer. Ball not even going to get inbounded in time, and so we'll head to the second quarter. Crusaders with a five-point lead over Gothenburg. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 13 and Gothenburg 8. We come back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth right after this timeout.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Guy Fawn going to check back in here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Wenzel, Hunter, Rowieder out there. They have all five starters, including Brady Brokaw, out there to start the second quarter here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Swedes will have possession of the basketball to start the quarter, as Hahn will just get the ball in here for Borkhardt. And Jacob Clark is in there, so they're not going with the five starters. In fact, Borchardt will set a little screen here for Borchardt. And Borchardt, picked up by Guy Fawn, will throw the ball on the baseline. Driving is Clark. Clark, extra pass. They get it out to the open shooter here. Hahn missed it, and the rebound taken out by the Crusaders. Nice rebound there by Wenzel, and here come the Crusaders in the offensive end. Hunter will direct traffic a little bit as the Swedes going man-to-man. Guy Fawn has it, working against Borchardt. Dribbles to the elbow, kicks it out for Rowieder. Rowieder fires the three, no good. Offensive rebound by the big man, and Guy Fawn now will head to the line. He missed the putback there, but he will head to the line after the missed three. And that'll be on Ostendorf. So the first foul of the game here on number 30, Riley Ostendorf. And Guy Fawn will go and shoot two. And the first one is up and good. Guy Fawn on the season, about a 61% free throw shooter. So Guy Fawn, one more free throw coming up. Trying to add on to a 14-8 lead here early on in the second quarter. And he misses. So he makes one, misses the other, and rebounded by Borchardt. Borchardt will hand the basketball off here for Hahn. Hahn in the offensive end, going to be picked up by Hunter. Hahn off of a screen, dribbles right side. Hunter now picks him up, and he'll give it off right side for Graham. Graham drives the baseline. Nice pass inside to Clement, and Clement will finish. The drive and the dish to set up Clement from point-blank range. So Hunter in the offensive end gets it on the low block here for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn kicks it out for Hunter. Hunter back inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn dribbles back in the lane again, back and in, kicks it out to Hunter. Hunter's going to clear traffic a little bit because they're getting everybody's all bunched up there, so they'll work on their spacing, and now Wenzel has it on the right wing. Wenzel kicks here left side. Penetration here by Brokaw, who then will spin it inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn shut out there by Borchardt, and they'll get the ball back out here for Brokaw. Brokaw, around the circle we go. Wenzel has it. Firing the three on that right side is going to be Rowieder. Can't come up with it. And another rebound by Borchardt. who will hand the basketball to Graham, who brings in the offensive end here for the Swedes. Down by four is Gothenburg, and they'll drive the baseline. Pass, nice pass inside for Borchardt, who's going to get the bucket and foul. A great drive on that baseline, and then bouncing it in, knowing that Borchardt was going to be able to get there. He led him with the pass, and Borchardt hits the bucket, and then the foul is going to be on Hunter. That's going to be the second on Hunter. So Borchardt with a chance for the and one here, and a chance to make it a one-point ball game. It's now 14-12. And the free throw is up and no good. They miss it, and Guy Fawn will pull down the rebound. Guy Fawn will give it off here for Heidel. As in a little bit of foul trouble, Hunter will come out of the game. He's got those two fouls. Roweeder right side, works around the perimeter here, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. Great hustle there defensively by Graham, but he couldn't quite come up with the ball. And so it will stay here with the Crusaders. They'll send Brent Weens into battle here for the first time tonight. So Weens will check in with a little bit less than 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Ball going to be inbounded here for Roweeder. Roweeder kicks it up ahead here for Heidelk. Heidelk's going to drive, stops short of Borchardt, kicks it out. Three-pointer opportunity, a little bit long here for the Crusaders, and rebounded by the Swedes, and they're on the run. With the ball is going to be Hahn. Hahn at the elbow is going to be fouled as trying to get to the ball is going to be Heidelk, and he'll be called for his first foul. Presenting sponsors of district and state basketball here on Platte River Radio is Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare is celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Crusaders inbound on the baseline, and Graham will throw it near midcourt into the hands of Ty Clement. So they couldn't get the inbounds play they wanted, just had to get it to Clement. Backdoor cut, nearly intercepted, and now it is going to be picked up here by the Crusaders, as stepping in and making the steal is going to be Brady Brokaw, and trying to get the ball back is the Crusaders, and they'll be called for a hold. That'll be just the second team foul here on the Crusaders, on the Swedes in the ball game, and that'll be Ty Clement's first personal. Well, only six fouls have been called total in this ball game. They've let them play, but again, it's been well officiated. Dribbling in the lane here is going to be Weens. He'll kick the ball top of the circle for Brokaw. Brokaw gives it off left side, and as soon as I say there's not a lot of fouls called, Gothenburg's going to be whistled for one, and that'll be on Colin Hahn, who held one of the Crusaders coming through on a cut. In for the Crusaders going to be Jacob Clark. Clark's going to come in for Hahn. No, I guess not. Hahn's going to stay out there. He was running out. It's Schwanz who will step out of the game. So Heidelk on the baseline will throw it in. They give it to Roweeder. Back out to Heidelk in the corner. And Heidelk will throw it between the circles here for Brokaw. Brokaw, now with 5 minutes to go before halftime, will set up the play and give it off on the right wing. Guy Fawn trying to post up against the taller Borchardt, but they'll work around the perimeter. Heidelk's open for three, and he strokes in the three-pointer. Harry Heidelk drains the three-pointer. That's his first points of the game. And again, Grand Island Central Catholic has the lead. Left side, the Swedes kick it out, and Hahn answers with a three. So Colin Hahn answers right back, strokes into three, essentially in transition, and we've got a two-point ball game again. Ball being worked around the perimeter. Crusaders taking a little time here. Brokaw enters it in for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn working against Borchardt. Has a shot blocked by Borchardt. Picked up by Guy Fawn. He's rolling, he's falling, and he's walking with the basketball. Johanna Guy Fawn missed the putback. And the block by Borchardt, and then a turnover on the Crusaders. And Guy Fawn, more nights than off than not, he's really the dominant force down low. But this battle between him and Borchardt is going to be pretty impressive. In fact, his defense has kind of slowed down Borchardt as well, as he only has two. Guy Fawn has three. Doesn't mean this battle hasn't been entertaining. Clark looking inside for Borchardt. Guy Fawn will pressure the ball. They get it inside to Borchardt. Borchardt shoots over the top of the defense, and he'll get a bucket. There was help on the backside provided by Weens there, and he shot over the top of Weens as Guy Fawn was in front of it trying to prevent that pass, but they did a nice job of lobbing it over the top of Guy Fawn. So nice touch on the pass. On the dribble here is going to be Roweeder. Roweeder gives it left side for Brokaw. Brokaw's trying to get it inside, but he'll fire a long two instead. Shot's going to be no good, and rebounded by Borchardt. So Borchardt kicks it up ahead, and the Swedes have it and hands to Graham in the offensive end. 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Graham's jumper no good, and rebounded by Guyfon. So Guyfon will pull it down after the miss. And Heidelk has the dribble. He'll give it to Guyfon. Guyfon's going to drive against Borchardt. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Borchardt. And here comes Grand Island, the Swedes, rather, quickly up court as they work the ball left side here for Clark. Clark's entry pass can be knocked down, and the Crusaders come away with it. Brokaw is able to pull down the turnover. And Heidelk will slow it down a little bit. In the offensive end we go. Directing traffic's going to be Brokaw near midcourt. Swedes right now going man-to-man. And they'll give it right side for Guyfon, who has it outside the three-point arc. Off of the screen, he'll give it to Weens, left side. Back out here for Rowieder. Rowieder, turnaround three. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by the Swedes. On the dribble here is going to be Graham. Graham got the rebound, drives all the way in, lobs it down low for Clement. And Clement is going to be fouled before he can put up the shot. It's going to be on Johanna Guyfon. And that will be five as a team against the Crusaders, the second on Johanna Guyfon. We're tied at 17 with 2:19 to go here in the first quarter. And the Swedes have never let in the ball game. They might break the roof if they score here and take their first lead. Ball is inbounded for Swans. Swans gives it right side for Graham. Graham on the baseline, picked up man-to-man there by Brokaw. Schwanz gets it out, top of the circle, with it now with Schwanz. He kicks now left side here for Ostendorf, who checked in on the inbounds play. Clement has it. Clement drives. Clement shot, no good. Rebound fought for, and Heidelk comes out of there with it for Grand Island Central Catholic. So the Crusaders have it, and Clark will put a little pressure on. He'll get a screen. He'll drive. He'll shoot over the top of Borchardt. Shot's no good. Offensive rebound and a foul. Little runner in the lane, rebounded in underneath by Brokaw. Great work there by Brokaw to snag the bound. And the foul is going to be on Connor Schwanz. That'll be his first. So Crusaders will inbound underneath the basket. Heidelk to toss it in the corner. There's Rowieder firing the three. A little bit too strong, no good. Rebound by Heidelk, who saved it. And they're working around the perimeter. Now right side three-pointer again, a little strong for the Crusaders, and Borchardt will end the possession by pulling it down. Brokaw couldn't drain the three, and now with it is Graham in the offensive end. Brokaw's there defensively, stops at the elbow, lobs it down low for Borchardt, and they're going to say it was last touch by the Crusaders. From my vantage point, it looked like Devin Beck tipped it. It went off of Borchardt's hands and out of bounds, but the official right there said it was not touched by Borchardt. So wide open in underneath all by himself. Getting a bucket is going to be Riley Ostendorf. They lost track of Ostendorf. And the Swede fans saw it before the inbounder did. In the offensive end, here's going to be Heidelk. 19-17, Gothenburg has their first lead of the ball game. They trailed at 1 point, 10-2. Left wing, jumper, baseline, good for Brokaw. Brokaw, they swung it around the perimeter, hits it from about 15 feet away. We're tied at 19. Final minute of quarter number two. Graham on the baseline. Gets a screen, drives, takes it off glass, scores, and is fouled. Dawson Graham with a strong drive, got the screen, and the help side defense got there a little bit late, and it's going to be an and one. That'll be on Heidelk, his first. Six as a team, but really what matters is the fact that going to the free throw line is going to be Graham for the and one. Great drive there for Graham. He used that screen that was set by Clement to perfection, and he hits the free throw as well. Gothenburg with a 22-19 lead. This is their largest lead of the ball game. Crusaders led by eight at 10-2, and now a three-point lead for the Swedes is their largest. Grand Island Central Catholic brings in the offensive end here. They're working the clock. 5 second count going on. And we're going to have a little hand check foul called here against the Swedes. For Schwanz, that'll be his second. Number 10, Jacob Clark. Jacob Clark back into the ball game. And coming out with those two fouls here is going to be Schwanz. They don't want him to pick up a third one before halftime. So Heidelk and Beck are in the backcount. And the ball is going to be inbounded to Heidelk, who will pick it up there in the backcourt. Gives it off here right side for Beck. Beck with 20 seconds left, has the dribble, gives it to Heidelk left side, setting the screen is Brokaw. And now Heidelk facing a little pressure by Clark, has the 5-second count going on, gets a screen, they'll drive to that right side, kick it off on the right wing here for Rowieder. Rowieder gets it out for Heidelk, 4 seconds left. Heidelk jump stop from the top of the key, gives it out, they get the three off at the buzzer, up and good! Draining the three is Brett Weens at the buzzer. So Weens with the three-pointer, and we head to the locker rooms, tied at 22. Well, this one is just as good as you would hope when number 8 Gothenburg takes on number 4 Grand Island Central Catholic. We head to the locker rooms, tied at 22. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
You're always first with a First State Bank in Gothenburg. Stop in to the First State Bank in Gothenburg today and open a checking account and savings account and ask about the loan options they have that are just right for what you are looking for. Let the professionals help you with your financing. The First State Bank in Gothenburg offers online banking for your savings and checking accounts. They also have direct deposit and bill pay. Best of luck from the First State Bank in Gothenburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meat and the biggest selection of seafood for Lent and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that will keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose quality. Choose fresh. And choose to save at Super Saver. Second and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver. We sell for less.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And boy, it has been a very entertaining basketball game here as we're at halftime, tied at 22. And boy, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of basketball here in town as over at UNK. The UNK men are playing host to Southwest Baptist in the first round of the MIAA tournament. And right now, Southwest Baptist has a 19-16 lead with about 12 minutes to go in that ball game. Right now, Adams Central beats Hastings High in districts. The final, it was AC over Hastings High, 46-26. That game at districts, that is a final. And right now, St. Cecilia is leading Ravenna 10-5, and that game is on the breeze right now, 94.5. And right here, we got a good one brewing between Grand Island Central Catholic and Gothenburg. We're tied at 22, and again, a three-pointer at the buzzer was enough to tie this one up here for the Crusaders as Brett Weens drains it. It looked like Harry Heidelk was having trouble, might have put off a very tough contested shot top of the key. He heard the clapping hands of Weens just in time, turned around, fired it to him. Weens got it off right before the buzzer from about 24, maybe 25 feet away. He rattles it in, and Grand Island Central Catholic and Gothenburg are tied at 3. The Crusaders did have a 10-2 lead, but then Gothenburg went on a nice little 17-7 run there and was able to take the lead for the first time at 19-17, and we're deadlocked here at intermission at 22. Piece. We're still totaling up some numbers, and we'll give you the numbers for both the teams and the individuals here for Grand Island Central Catholic and Gothenburg as we're deadlocked at 22. We'll do that as we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're deadlocked at halftime. Gothenburg and Grand Island Central Catholic, 22 each, as we take a look at some of the team numbers, and we'll also break down the individual numbers for you as well. Rebounding, according to my records anyway, Grand Island Central Catholic with a narrow margin there. They have the rebounding edge, 15-11. Turnovers, both teams really have pressured the ball well, but yet both teams have handled it extremely well. Gothenburg, I have them for only three turnovers here in the first half compared to one for Grand Island Central Catholic. And so let's take a look at the shooting numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for the Swedes. They did have a lead until the final they had a lead for a brief period of time in the second quarter. And then a three-pointer at the buzzer cost them the lead at the end of the second quarter. But they're being led so far by Colin Hahn. Hahn has 9 points and a couple of rebounds. Ty Clement with 4 points in the game. Tanner Borchardt with 4 points and 8 rebounds so far here in the first half. Dawson Graham has 3 in the game and 1 rebound. And Riley Ostendorf with 2 points. As unofficially, Gothenburg from the field is 9 of 19. So they're shooting right at 47% in the game. From behind the arc, they're 2 of 5. And from the free throw line, they're 2 out of 3 so far here in the ball game. So again, 22-22, Grand Island Central Catholic and Gothenburg here at intermission. For the Crusaders, leading the way is John Rowieder. He's got 9 points in the first half. He's hit 3 three-pointers. Harry Heiduck has 3 points in the game. Brett Weens drained in a three. He's got those 3 points. Johanna Gaifon with 3 points and 5 rebounds. Brady Brokaw with a couple of points, and Elijah Hunter with 2 points in the game as well. Unofficially, Grand Island Central Catholic is 8 of 28 from the field. They've had some offensive rebounds, which have given them a few extra possessions. And again, so they're 8 of 28. They're shooting about 28% in the game. They're 3 of 12 from two-point range and 5 of 16 from behind the arc. So two-point range, they're shooting 25%. What's keeping them in the game is they've hit 5 three-pointers. So there's 15 of their 22 points right there. They're 5 of 16 from behind the arc. So they're shooting 31% in the game. That's getting it done. They've only gone to the free throw line one time, and Johanna Gaifon was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So that's the free throw shooting here in the first half here for the Crusaders, as they have the momentum perhaps hitting that three-pointer at the buzzer, but no team has a lead. We're deadlocked, 22 all, Gothenburg and Grand Island Central Catholic here in the C15 District Championship game. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have the third quarter as we wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report between Gothenburg and Grand Island Central Catholic, tied at 22. We're back after this.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. We are at halftime, tied at 22. And what has been a well-played basketball game, been very exciting. These two teams have two great, outstanding post players, Guy Fawn and Borchardt. And that is going to be an ongoing battle. Whoever wins the battle is probably going to win the war between these two young men. Guy Fawn with 3 points in the first half, Borchardt with four. A little bit of foul trouble here for Guy Fawn, as he's got two fouls compared to none for Borchardt. So staying out of foul trouble would be a major key to success here for the Crusaders and Johanna Guy Fawn. That's our Seeds of Success, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy, pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds of Success, where better yield, start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Crusaders have already broken the huddle. They're out there getting ready to go. And Grand Island Central Catholic getting some last-minute instructions as we wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Crusaders will have the basketball to start things off here. And they'll be handed the basketball, and we'll be all set and ready to go. Ball is inbounded here for Hunter. Hunter gives it off on the right side here for Brokaw. Brokaw enters it inside for Guy Fawn. They cycle through. They kick the ball back out here for Rowweeder. Rowweeder back inside for Guy Fawn. Little ball fake, step through, underneath, bucket good. He has such great feet. He tried to go to his right. It wasn't there. He found a little seam and stepped under Borchardt and laid it up with the offhand. So first bucket of the second half goes to the Crusaders, and they'll get the ball off top of the circle here for Graham. Graham gives it off, baseline drive, and Hahn, nice little move there, and he creates his own opening on the baseline and will tie it at 24. So both Hahn and Guy Fawn creating their own space and both scoring for their respective teams, and the Crusaders have the basketball back. Brokaw on that left wing, facing man-to-man pressure, will back out a little bit. On the dribble is Brokaw. He'll give it top of the circle here for Rowweeder. Rowweeder gives it to Hunter. Hunter has a shot blocked into the hands of Borchardt with the block, and now the basketball is going to be Dawson Graham. So Graham with the block, pass down low, gives it out to Borchardt, and Borchardt lays it up and in transition. So Gothenburg answers right back after Graham got the block on one end. He made a great pass as he got the ball and down low, couldn't shoot over the top of Guy Fawn, but got it out to the big man who laid it up and in. Right side, a little jumper in transition here for Brokaw, and he'll hit it from 15 feet away. So Brady Brokaw will tie it at 26 as we go back and forth between these two well-coached, well-disciplined basketball teams. Crusader is a little bit more veteran, but plenty of size for both squads. Ball kicked in, Hahn back out. He'll fire a three. That's going to be no good. And Borchardt is able to get the putback. He's able to tip it in, essentially over the top of Guy Fawn, who was a little out of position. Hunter will help work the ball inside to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn stepping through, and there's going to be a hold. And I don't know if they're going to go out on Clement or Borchardt. Both of them are going to be in there, and they give it to Borchardt. That's going to be his first foul. So that's the first on him. In a way, that might be better because Clement would have had two fouls in the beginning of foul trouble. Right now, no foul trouble at all for the Swedes. Hunter to inbound it, and he'll throw it in the corner for Rowweeder. Gives it back out here for Brokaw. Around the perimeter we go as Wenzel has it. Gives it off right side for Rowweeder. Rowweeder has to turn his back to the defense, looking to get it into Guy Fawn, but can't, so they'll work it back around. Brokaw has it and gives it off here on the left side for Rowweeder. Rowweeder top of the circle here for Hunter. Hunter's going to direct traffic a little bit. Five and a half to go. Driving now right side is Wenzel. He takes it off glass. No good. Guy Fawn fighting for the rebound. It's rolled out to Wenzel. That's going to be a hell ball. Gothenburg will have possession of it here because the arrow is pointing their direction. 28-26. Swedes now with the lead. They trailed most of the first half. Took the lead late in the second quarter. And then Weens with a three-pointer at the end of the first half to tie it at 22. Borchardt has it at the high post. We'll kick it off, driving through on that right side is Graham. Graham back out here for Swans. Swans long jumper, no good. Rebounded by Guy Fawn, who's going to drive. Lay it off glass, no good. Offensive rebound, driving here is Brokaw. And Brokaw took an extra step, trying to step around The Crusaders turn it over as they're trying to step around the Swedes. Clement hustling down there caused some difficulty. So the Swedes bring in the offensive end here, Graham. And a golden opportunity there for Grand Island Central Catholic. They couldn't get it. Gothenburg turns it over, intercepted by Hunter. Elijah Hunter is going to drive, has a shot blocked, and they're going to call a foul here on Clement. Clement got a lot of basketball, but he must have got a little bit of body too. He's going to be called for his second foul, and Elijah Hunter is going to go to the line and have two shots. Coverage of the District Basketball Championship game brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. And so Hunter, a 74% free throw shooter, makes the first two free throws. And Hunter will have a chance now to tie it. His second free throw is up and good. 28-28. 4:45 to go here, third quarter. Swedes absolutely must win to get to the state basketball tournament. The Crusaders could lose and get in, but they need a little help. Borchardt kicks around, gives it off your left side for Schwanz. Schwanz is going to fire a three. No good. Long rebound taken out by Hunter, who's going to kick it up ahead in transition. Shot's going to be blocked, but into the hands of Wenzel. Wenzel gives it to Gaifon. Gaifon kicks it out for Rowieder. Back out on the drive here is going to be Wenzel. Wenzel kicks it out for Rowieder, who gives now left side for Brokaw. Brokaw now gets it inside for Gaifon. Gaifon being double-teamed in there by Schwanz and Borchardt, and he loses the basketball. Good work there by Gothenburg to force the turnover. Graham has it in the offensive end. They kick here left corner for Hahn. Hahn drives, maybe an extra step, missed it. It goes off of Gaifon and out of bounds. Maybe a little bit of a break here for Gothenburg, but it went off of Gaifon off of the miss. I thought Hahn took an extra step in the lane, but boy, he strides out so well. That might not be actually the case. Been a well-officiated game. Graham's going to inbound on the baseline, getting it to Hahn right side. Hahn has it stripped away by Hunter. Hunter comes out with it at 2-on-1. Hunter's going to ball fake, drive, takes it off glass. They're going to say it's before the shot. He ran into the Swede before the shot, and so Schwanz will be called for the foul, and it was before he went up. He drew the body contact first and then went up. So the Crusaders will inbound it, as that's the third foul of the second half as a team against the Swedes. 3:44 to go, third quarter, 28-28. Hunter on the baseline to inbound it, and he'll get it to Heidelk, who checked in. Heidelk dribbles it out top of the circle, gives it off right side for Gaifon. Gaifon back out to Heidelk. He'll drive the baseline. He's shot off there by the much taller Clement, and they'll give it off for Gaifon, and Gaifon double dribbled with it. He had a little trouble with the ball there, and he has such good hands. You don't see that very often from Johanna Gaifon, but that's an indication of just how solid this Gothenburg defense is. 37-37, Southwest Baptist and UNK at halftime in the MIAA quarterfinals. In the offensive end, here's Graham. Graham working on the right wing against Brokaw. Gets it at the free throw line to Borchardt. Borchardt kicks it out on the baseline. Graham's going to back in, and Graham's going to score. An extra pass into Clement. And Clement, they bounced it in there, just a short little pass, and Clement went up with it immediately. And Clement with the bucket. So a two-point lead here for the Swedes. And the kick right side, now around the perimeter. Chin in the ball there is going to be Brokaw. He'll give it back around here for Hunter. Hunter wanting at top of the circle is Rowieder. Rowieder doesn't get it. They get it to Gaifon instead. Gaifon working for an angle, and he took an extra step. Johanna Gaifon, 6'5", and very, very strong, working against 6'9", Tanner Borchardt, also strong as a bull. That is a great battle between those two, and that battle won by Borchardt. Graham in the offensive end. Lobs it for Borchardt, who's outside of the lane. And he'll work, fade, shot, no good. And they're going to call a reach here on Rowieder. I thought Gaifon was okay with that. It is going to be a reach here on Rowieder. That'll be his first. So Borchardt is going to be shooting two. And we'll make a few substitutions. Hyde Elk right now is going to talk to Tino Martinez what they want done here. Borchardt, a 41% free throw shooter, will have two free throws, and this one is no good. 30-28, Crusaders with a two-point lead. As both of these two teams been doing battle, fortunately nobody's been hurt. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Borchardt's second free throw is up and good, so he makes one out of two. And we've got a timeout here by the Swedes. Gothenburg, 31. Grand Island Central Catholic, 28. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. We're back after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back here. 2:34 to go here in the third quarter. Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC, has a three-point lead here for Gothenburg at 31-28. You almost get the feeling whoever gets the ball last here might be the one that wins the basketball game. In the offensive end is going to come Hunter. He'll give left side for Rowweeder. Rowweeder gets it on the baseline here for Guy Fawn. They triple team him, kicking it out. Heidelk for three, and he hits the three. Grand Island Central Catholic hitting the three-pointer, and that is going to be their sixth made three of the game compared to two for Gothenburg. Graham dribbles to the elbow. We'll throw it now in the corner here for Riley Ostendorf, who checked in. Little backdoor cut. Graham's going to drive. Extra pass down low for Clement. Clement will get the bucket and a foul on Guy Fawn. Ty Clement, again, a beautiful bounce pass inside for him. And then reacting to it and trying to get the block is Guy Fawn. And Guy Fawn is going to be called for his third foul. So Guy Fawn will step out of the ball game with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter with a little bit of foul trouble. Clement will step to the free throw line, and checking back to battle for the Crusaders is going to be Devin Beck. So Clement will try to add to the lead here and cannot. Free throw is no good. It's missed, and up high for the rebound is going to be Heidelk, and he brings it in the offensive end. And he'll kick it top of the circle here for Brokaw. Brokaw gives it left side for Rowweeder. Rowweeder facing some man-to-man, kicks it top of the circle here for Beck. Back around the perimeter we have it as Hunter will look. Elijah Hunter been relatively quiet here in the ball game, and they'll work it back around here. Hunter with 4 points in the game will cycle through once the ball on the baseline. They'll give it top of the circle for Heidelk, who will fire a three, and he hits it! Harry Heidelk drains another three-pointer, and now Grand Island Central Catholic has a 34-33 lead. So they've been able to score six straight points here. And the ball back around the perimeter. Jumper right wing here for the big man. Borchardt can't hit it. Ball's going to go out of bounds on last touch by the Crusaders. Beck, well, I think, was the last one to touch it as it was tipped around, and he just couldn't get it off his fingertips. And it goes out of bounds with 1:08 to go here in the third. Coverage of district basketball action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Drive down low on the inbounds. Bucket's going to count for Graham, and he's fouled. So Dawson Graham now with 5 points in the game. Bucket's going to count, and the foul is going to be whistled on Rowweeder. That'll be his second. They set a screen for him up high, cleared things out for him on his path from where they inbounded on the sideline down low. And the help side defense got there just a little bit late. And Graham with the and one. His free throw is going to be no good. Rebound tipped around. Clement comes up with it. Clement has a shot blocked, but there's going to be a foul. So Clement with the offensive rebound. And Heidel called for the foul on the body. That's going to be his third. Heidel, who has 9 points in the ballgame, now has three fouls. Guy Fawn also has three fouls here for the Crusaders. And Clement will go line, shoot two, and the first one's good. Trayton Rule going to check in here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Clement, a 64% free throw shooter, just hit one a moment ago. He'll have one more free throw coming up here. And they're going to make another substitution just in time as Brett Weens is going to check back in. If you recall, Weens hit that big three-pointer at the buzzer to end the first half. And he'll play the final minute of the third quarter as well. Second free throw by Clement. Bounces around. No good. Oh, rolled in. Looked like it was going to come out over the top edge and then went back in. So ball is inbounded here for Brokaw. 37-34. So now four straight points here for the Swedes. And the Crusaders working around. 45 seconds left. Rule has it. Gives it right side off of the screen. Weens. Weens is going to hand the ball off here for Hunter. Elijah Hunter standing near midcourt. Now gives right side for Brokaw. 34 to go in the quarter. We're late in the third. 37-34. Crusaders down by three, but they've got the basketball. 24 seconds left. Not closely guarded is Hunter, and he's backing down to the center jump circle. Still not closely guarded. He'll give it off right here for Will Weeder. Gave it away, gets it back. 15 seconds to go. Now we'll start something here with Hunter. Hunter dribbles. Gets a screen from Rule. Dribbles to the right side. 5 seconds left. Kicks in the corner. Three-pointer going to be blocked. Picks up by the Swedes. They stop the clock with 2.8 to go. They throw a long ball, and then it goes out of bounds. They inadvertently stopped the clock, but it worked out okay. Really no harm, no foul there. Crusaders can't get the three-pointer as it was blocked, and I think the block came from Clement, and that will do it for three quarters of action, and I mean action. Gothenburg, 37, Grand Island Central Catholic, 34. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg is running full force with all the new renovation in our sales, parts, and service departments. Stop in and see our new dealership, and while you're there, check out all the new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. New Chevrolets and Buicks, and numerous choice on program vehicles. Lots of local trades, too. If you don't see it on our lot, we can get it for you. Stop in today at Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg. Chevrolet, find new roads.
And welcome back here to Kearney High, the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Crusaders and Gothenburg in the district final. And right now, down by three, Grand Island Central Catholic has the basketball. They give it to Roe Weeder. Roe Weeder on that right side works around the perimeter. Heidelk had it. Kick left side here for Brokaw. Brokaw facing man-to-man. Gives it off right wing here for Heidelk. Heidelk looks to the inside here for Guy Fawn. And they'll give it between the circles here for Hunter. Heidelk right side. And we're going to have a kick, as it was grazed ever so slightly there by Colin Hahn. But with that, instead of it being in the low post, the Crusaders are going to have to inbound it on the baseline. And Elijah Hunter to toss it in. And they'll give it off right side for Roe Weeder. Roe Weeder's picked up there defensively by Ostendorf. Getting it inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn, jump stop, takes it high off the glass and in. Johanna Guy Fawn creating his own shot there. He now has 7 in the game to go with 5 rebounds. Long pass on that right side, and we're going to have a foul on Heidelk. And if Heidelk doesn't do that, I think the momentum was going to take Clement out of bounds. So maybe a break there, but that was a foul on Heidelk. And that's now 4 on him. So that's a big play any way you want to slice it. And I think the Swedes would have gone out of bounds with that. And Heidelk called for the foul with his push. They landed out of bounds, so they had to call that, because they weren't sure whether or not he'd come down in bounds with it. So you had to call that foul. So that's now the 4th on Heidelk, and he's sitting on the bench. He's got 9 points and now 4 fouls. Ball inbounded by Graham on that far sideline, and he'll lob it for Borchardt. Borchardt outside of the lane, working against Guyfon. Will kick the ball back out for Clement. Clement dribbles on that right wing, and they'll give it back to Borchardt. Borchardt swings it around, working against Guyfon, leans in, and is able to shoot over the top of Guyfon. Not a jumper, just a leaner. And he was able to lean over the top of the slightly shorter Guyfon. Guyfon now has on the baseline. Ball fake. He'll take it off and have it blocked by Borchardt. And it goes out of bounds. But Borchardt with the block. And Grand Island Central Catholic having trouble getting it to their most reliable scoring source, Guyfon. They got it into him. But again, Borchardt with another block. So ball's going to be inbounded here for Hunter. Crusaders have hit some three-pointers. That's what kept them in the ball game. Ball inside here for Guyfon. Extra pass down low, and Weens is going to float it up and in. Nice pass by Guyfon to get it to Weens as they double and then triple-team Guyfon, and Weens was all alone on the other block. Nice pass there by Guyfon. Left wing with the basketball. Here's Hahn. Hahn spins, throws it out, gets it out to Borchardt, who's going to fire a three. That's going to be no good. And rebound taken out by the Swedes. Pulling down the rebound on that left side is going to be Ostendorf. Ostendorf gives it to Clement. Clement's going to drive, missed it, got his own rebound, takes it off glass. That one won't fall. And then it's going to be rebounded by Guyfon. Guyfon eventually won the battle there, and the Crusaders now have the basketball. 6 minutes to go in the game. And they're working it around on the baseline. With it is going to be Guyfon. Guyfon outside the lane. Kicks it to the free throw line. Open is Brokaw, and Brokaw will score. Well, that's the strategy right now. Get the ball to the big man and have him distribute it, because they're double and triple teaming him, and the Crusaders are going to get the points from other sources, but some assists coming here from Guyfon. At the high post, ball in the hands of Borchardt. Guyfon rides him out down to the baseline. Borchardt, tough leaner, and he'll put those long arms, a fingertip roll, and it goes off the glass and in. Gothenburg takes the lead back 41-40. So we'll see what Hunter and the offense can do here. With it is Weens with 5:10 to go. Left side, Brokaw has it. Brokaw looking to get it to Guyfon, does. Jump stop, extra pass, Weens off glass, good. Again, nice distribution there by Guyfon to set up the easy look there for Weens. And GICC has a 42-41 lead. On the dribble here is Hahn. Hahn comes off of a screen, gets left side. Brokaw picks him up, and a three-pointer hit by Hahn. Colin Hahn drains the three-pointer. He's got 14 in the game. Borchardt 13 and Clement 10. 4.5 minutes to go. I didn't even hear a whistle. It is so loud in here, and it's going to be a foul called here against Gothenburg. Away from the ball, it'll be on Ostendorf. That's going to be his third. Fourth as a team here against Gothenburg, who has a 44-42 lead. Hunter will inbound it and has it tipped away by Ostendorf and out of bounds. So now on the sideline, they're going to inbound it. So Brokaw will trigger it in. And they haven't handed the ball off yet, so they're going to allow Connor Schwanz to check into the game. Schwanz will come in. Hahn will come out. And again, Hahn, been a pretty impressive weapon here. He's got 14 in the game. Ball's going to be inbounded in the backcourt here for the Crusaders. They'll give it here left wing for Brokaw. Brokaw gives it to Guyfon. Guyfon doubles into the lane, shoots over the top of Borchardt, and he's going to be called for a foul. That'll be his second. And Guyfon now will step to the line and shoot a couple. So Guyfon, a 61% free throw shooter, has a chance that he can hit both free throws here to tie things up. Presenting sponsors of our coverage of district finals, brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. The free throw is up and good here for Guyfon, and it's 44-43, 4:21 to go. At the end of the game, we'll talk with Rob Misek, assistant coach for the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. And Guy Fawn with one more free throw, bends the knees, fires it up. It's back of the iron and no good, but rebounded by the Crusaders. It's Brokaw who pulls down the rebound, and they'll reset the offense as they work around here. They give it off to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn outside the lane, now dribbles to the lane. Little ball fake, takes off glass, scoops and scores.
Oh.
So Guy Fawn is able to lay that one up and in. 45-44. Guy Fawn now with 10. Roweeder has 9. Hahn back into the ball game. Spins, shoots, misses. Put back, going to be good for Tanner Borchardt. So Burkhardt is able to hit the shot as he got that rebound and a little leaner. That wasn't just big man being tall there. That was some athleticism. And we're going to have a kick there as they tried to get the ball down low, and Schwanz kicked it. Again, you see the athleticism for Borchardt. The first thing you see about him is he's 6'9 and big, but he's athletic, and the same thing can be true of set of Johanna Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn a little bit shorter, maybe has a little bit better feet, and he has it in the lane now. He'll jump stop, took an extra step, got away with it, got his own rebound after the miss, puts up the shot, and fouled before the shot. And the Gothenburg fans want to walk, and I'm not so sure they don't have a case here. It is going to be a foul called here on Borchardt, so that's the unfortunate thing here for the Crusaders, is that Borchardt has been called for a foul. That'll be his third with 3:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. So not exactly foul trouble yet, as both Guy Fawn and Borchardt have three fouls. Hunter inbounded, gets it inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn working, kicking, and Weens has it. He'll give the ball now left side for Heidel. Heidel gives it backside for Weens. Weens looking to get it to Guy Fawn, can't, so they'll work around the perimeter. Brokaw gives left side. Roweeder gives now for Heidel. Heidel, top of the circle here for Weens. Weens is going to be fouled. And that's now going to be a 1-1, and Weens now will go to the free throw line for that front end. And Weens hasn't been in the line a whole lot this season. 6 out of 10 from the line on the year. I can do that math in my head. That's a 60% free throw shooter. The foul against Gothenburg is going to go against Ostendorf, and we got a timeout. This timeout being taken by Gothenburg. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. It's 46-45. Swedes with the lead and the timeout with 3 minutes to go. We're back after this.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for 3 generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 46-45 as Grand Island Central Catholic is trailing here. And so 3 minutes to go in the contest. So two free throws, excuse me, a front end of a 1-1 coming up here for Brett Weems. So he's got the 1-1. And his free throw is up and no good. Guy Fawn trying to get in there for the rebound. Couldn't get there in time, as it is going to be rebounded by Hahn. So Hahn pulls down the rebound. And on the drive here is going to be Clement. Clement loses the ball, but they're going to say last touch by the Crusaders. So GICC with the basketball here. Gothenburg with the basketball. They're going to throw the ball into the backcourt, tracking it down there is Hahn. Hahn is going to bring it across here with Brokaw. 2:40 to go. 1-point ball game with the basketball. There's going to be Borchardt. Borchardt working against Gaifon, and the two big men leaning against each other, kicking it out over here for Hahn on the offside. Hahn's going to drive, and he's going to charge. Harry Heidel, great help down low, and it's going to be a player control foul here on Hahn. And that took some courage for a guy that has four fouls. But Hahn is going to be called for the charge. So 2:29 to go, and that's a big play. So here we go. Ball comes up in the offensive end. And on the dribble is going to be Hunter. Hunter is going to drive. Elijah Hunter off glass. No good. And up high for the rebound is going to be Clement. Clement pulls down the defensive rebound. They had a little seam there. But again, Borchardt altered the shot of Hunter and Clement there to clean it up. Ball is going to be knocked loose, but Hunter is going to be called for the foul. So Elijah Hunter is going to be called for his third foul of the game. And that's now six's team against Grand Island Central Catholic. And Wenzel checking in. So ball's going to be inbounded here into the corner. They're open for three. Schwanz can't come up with it. Borchardt with the rebound. Borchardt with the drive. Before the shot, they blew that whistle well before it began the drive. And so it will be Gothenburg basketball here. And it's going to be on Gaifon, and that's going to be four on Gaifon. So with 2:02 to go, four fouls now on Gaifon. And Rowweeder going to check into the ball game. So four fouls on Gaifon. And Borchardt at the line to shoot. They gave him the ball, and then they gave it to him too early. It'll be a 1-and-1 here. The Borchardt's free throw is on the way. Back the iron and no good. Rebounded by Gaifon. So Gaifon pulls down the rebound. And on the dribble here is going to be Harry Heidel. Heidel, with a minute 50 to go, we'll give the ball off right side here for Hunter. Hunter gives it off a screen. Rowweeder, he's open for three, and he hits it. John Rowweeder drains the three-pointer. And it's now 48-46. So pass down low, and stealing it's going to be Heidel. Heidelk stole the long pass, got it up ahead of Gaifon, who's going to go in for the layup, and is fouled. Good hustle to get part of the ball there, but a foul is going to be called on Hahn. That's going to be his third, and Gaifon was thinking about the dunk, then decided to lay it up, which was the right decision, and he was hit on the arm going up, so he's going to shoot two. So Gothenburg with the turnover, and now Gaifon with two free throws. That's now nine fouls against the Swedes, so any point from here on out will be two free throws for Grand Island Central Catholic. Gaifon, his free throw is good. And we've got a timeout being taken here by the Swedes. Minute 25 to go in regulation. 49-46. A three-point lead right now for Grand Island Central Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Three-point lead for the Crusaders. They'll be at the free throw line when we come back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Well, minute 25 to go here. Let's give you a quick little game reset as Gothenburg now will still have two timeouts left. Grand Island Central Catholic has their full complement. They've got five timeouts to go here, so they really got a lot of chess pieces that they can move. And nine fouls have been, both teams are in the bonus, and Grand Island Central Catholic right now is in the double bonus. Possession arrow is pointing to Gothenburg. So Guyfon back to the line. He's already given him a three-point lead, and the 61% free throw shooter misses the second one. And it goes out of bounds, and Guyfon was the last to touch it. So 49-46, minute 25 to go here for the Crusaders to try to lock down the district championship. Swedes trying to do exactly the same thing, and they've got the basketball. Graham brings in the offensive end. They're looking down low for Borchardt. They give it to Clement, top of the circle. Clement will hand the ball off here for Graham. Graham gives left side. Ball fake here by Schwanz. Schwanz kicks in the right corner for Clement, who gets it down low for Borchardt. Borchardt shoots over the top of Guyfon. No good. Offensive rebound. Ball knocked out of bounds, but there's going to be a foul. It's going to be on Grand Island Central Catholic. Gothenburg couldn't hit the shot, but they did get the rebound. And Clement will go to the line after Chase Wenzel called for his first foul. So Clement for a 1-1. And so Clement, 64% free throw shooter, 37-58 on the year. He's at the line, and his free throw is no good. Rebounded by Guyfon. So Guyfon pulls down the rebound. They'll face a little pressure, but Heidelk brings it across the timeline. Final minute, 55 seconds to go. Crusaders are going to play keep away here. Guyfon near midcourt, going to drive, going to shoot off glass. Reverse layup is good. He drove all the way from midcourt, weaved his way through the defense, and laid it up with that offhand. Driving in on the right side is going to be Graham. Graham kicks it out. Three-pointer for Schwanz. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be a hell ball. No, it's picked up by the Crusaders, and Hunter walked with it. I think they got it to Guyfon, and they're going to say a walk in there. There were so many bodies flying around, I couldn't tell. Hunter came down with it momentarily after the missed three-pointer. So Gothenburg with the opportunity here to cut into a five-point deficit with 31 seconds to go. They'll throw it in on the baseline. Hahn to throw it in. Gives it to Borchardt in the corner. Back around the perimeter for Graham. Turnaround three-pointer here for Hahn. A little bit too strong. Rebound fought for. Borchardt comes up with it. Dribbles once. Takes it off glass. Shot no good. Long rebound picked up. Driving is Graham. Graham floater. No good. Tipped around. 14 seconds left. Offensive rebound and now a foul. And Guyfon has just fouled out of the ball game. The offensive rebound by Borchardt as he couldn't get the shot to fall. But he got the rebound. Guyfon, I'm sure that's who the foul is on. That'll be his fifth foul with 12.6 to go. And that is his fifth personal foul. He'll leave the game with a five-point lead and 12.6 to go before the Crusaders make it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. Still a great chance here for Gothenburg, though. It starts at the free throw line as it'll be the opportunity here for Tanner Borchardt, who will shoot two. So he's got two. If he hits both of them, it'll be a one-possession game with 12.6 to go. The free throw, no good. And we got one more free throw coming up. Everybody was kind of caught up in the moment, fighting for a rebound that was non-existent because they got one more free throw coming up. 51-46, five-point lead for the Crusaders. David City Aquinas over Sutton, 50-27. Shadron right now leads Ainsworth, 41-37. Here the second free throw is good, so it's a four-point game, 51-47. Ball is inbounded here for Brokaw. Brokaw gives it to Heidelk, and Heidelk going to be fouled. They were playing the ball just enough that this won't be an intentional foul. And Heidelk will go to the line and shoot two. Both teams from this point on will be in the double bonus. Heidelk, a 71% free throw shooter. He's a 71% free throw shooter. Brokaw is a 70% shooter. And Hunter is a 74% free throw shooter. You can imagine those guys are going to be touching the ball a lot here in the final 8.6. It's 51-47, a four-point lead for the Crusaders. They'll be shooting two free throws, but first, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. The Swedes call the timeout. We'll keep it right here with 8.6 to go as heading back to the free throw line will be Grand Island Central Catholic. And we'll update you on some other scores. At the end of third, it's Lincoln Christian leading Wilbur Claytonia by a score of 31-27. It's a final, Plattsmouth over Pius the 10th, 58-57. Adams Central, no problem with Hastings, 46-26. Burke over Grand Island, 68-45. And Alliance with a win over Sydney, 56-50. And it is St. Cecilia over Ravenna, 51-29. That is a final on our sister station, The Breeze. So two free throws coming up here for Heidel. He'll shoot two, and the first one's no good. Still a four-point ball game. Well, even if he would have made both free throws, it still would have been a two-possession game. Second free throw here for Heidel. No good. So he missed both of them. Rebounded by Borchardt. So Borchardt pulls down the rebound in the offensive end. Hahn, long NBA three. In and out, no good. Hunter pulls down the rebound, and he's going to be fouled immediately by Clement, who's going to pick up his third foul. But there's only 1.1 left to go in the ball game. Not enough time for Gothenburg to get there from here. And so the rebound that will end the game here, essentially, Elijah Hunter pulled down the rebound. Now he'll go to the line, and really all that is in question here is the final score. 1.1 to go. Crusaders already up by two possessions, and the free throw is up and good for Hunter, and they'll make a little bit more noise on the far side. Checking in is Levi Tripp, the 6'1 senior. We'll be able to say he played in a district championship game. As he checks in with 1.1 to go. Second free throw for Hunter is on the way, and it is up and good. He makes both of them. 6-point lead, 1 second to go. Ball inbounder for Borchardt, and that's going to do it. Your final score, Grand Island Central Catholic 53, Gothenburg 47. So the Crusaders win the D15 District Championship, get an automatic bid to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln, where they could be very easily one of the top three or four seeds in the tournament, and they will be a force to reckon with. It is unfortunate that Gothenburg is not going to get one of the wild cards because they are an outstanding team, played some great defense, but down the stretch, Grand Island Central Catholic was able to figure out that game where they were double-teaming Guy Fawn in underneath. Guy Fawn with some great dishes to set up. Roweeder hit a bucket. Weens hit a couple of buckets. And again, just a little bit of everything here as the Crusaders go on and win this one by a final of 53-47. They're now 22-5 on the year. Gothenburg will end their year at 19-6. Again, your final, 53-47. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
You're always first with a First Day Bank in Gothenburg. Stop in to the First Day Bank in Gothenburg today and open a checking account and savings account and ask about the loan options they have that are just right for what you are looking for. Let the professionals help you with your financing. The First Day Bank in Gothenburg offers online banking for your savings and checking accounts. They also have direct deposit and bill pay. Best of luck from the First Day Bank in Gothenburg, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Grand Island Central Catholic, 53, Gothenburg, 47. here in the D15 district championship game. And let's give you some of the team numbers that we have for you as we're still totaling up some of the individual numbers. Unofficially, I had Gothenburg 19 of 39 from the field, while Grand Island Central Catholic was 19 of 46, had seven more shots because of about three or four more offensive rebounds. And again, Gothenburg did turn the ball over about four more times than what the Crusaders did as well. Grand Island Central Catholic was 8 of 20 from three-point range. Gothenburg finished 3 of 14 unofficially here in the contest. And rebounding, as we mentioned, GICC 26-22 with the edge there. And overall shooting for Gothenburg, their field goal shooting 19 of 40 for 47.5% once we totaled all that up. And they were 21% from three-point range, and they were 6 of 13 from the free throw line, so they shot 46% from the free throw line. And for Grand Island Central Catholic here in the ball game, they were 19 of 46, so they shot 41%, but they were 8 of 20 from three-point range, so they shot 40% from three-point range, 7 of 13 from the free throw line. That's good for 54%, and the Crusaders are able to hold off a pretty good basketball team from Gothenburg, a final of 53-47. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you the individual numbers and have a chance to talk with assistant coach Rob Misek of the Crusaders. We'll do that as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meat and the biggest selection of seafood for Lent and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that will keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose quality. Choose fresh. And choose to save at Super Saver. Second and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver. We sell for less.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, and then went into nurse's training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's going to need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show. 53-47, Grand Island Central Catholic with a win over Gothenburg in the D15 district championship game. Colin Hahn, though, did his part for the Swedes as he led them in scoring with 16 points and 3 rebounds. And what about Tanner Borthart? Finished with 14 points, 14 rebounds, and 4 block shots. Ty Clement finished with 10 points and 4 rebounds. Dawson Graham had 5 points and a rebound. And Riley Ostendorf with 2 points here in the contest. At halftime, we were tied at 22. And your final, Grand Island Central Catholic 53, Gothenburg 47. As the nets being cut down right now here for the Crusaders. And let's check the numbers for them. Leading the way was Johanna Gaifon. I have Gaifon with 13 points and 10 rebounds in the game. And I think you'd have to add about 4 assists that were crucial down the stretch as he came up with them as well. John Rowieder hit 4 three-pointers and finished with 12 points in the game. Harry Heidelk with 9 here tonight as he was able to stroke in 3 three-pointers. So Rowieder had 4 trays. Heidelk had 3. And Weens hit that three-pointer at the end of the first half. So he finished with 7 in the game. Brokaw with 6. Elijah Hunter with 6 points as well. Again, Gaifon 13, Rowieder 12, Harry Heidelk had 9, Brett Weens with 7, Brokaw with 6, and Elijah Hunter with 6 here in the ball game. And again, Grand Island Central Catholic a little flurry when they started double-teaming and Gaifon down low. Then he was able to make some passes, kick the ball out to Weens and Rowieder, and Hunter got a bucket in that that series. Everybody just kind of, Weens actually hit a couple of them in there as he finished with seven in the game. He had a huge game, but Guy Fawn, a lot of things that don't show up on the stat sheet, as often the case with him, as he has some assists in there. So he finishes with 13 points, 10 rebounds, a handful of assists. Borchardt held up his end of the bargain as a Division I football walk-on at Nebraska. He finished with 14 points and 14 rebounds. Hahn led the scoring here for the Swedes with 16. And again, your final, it's Grand Island Central Catholic 53, Gothenburg 47. Other finals for you was Shattern over Ainsworth 62-51. It's halftime out in the Mountain Time Zone, where Scott's Bluff right now leads Gehring 24-12. It's Newman over SCOTUS 50-42. So Newman will probably be the one seed. SCOTUS will get one of the wild cards here, and that would then perhaps give the opportunity for Grand Island Central Catholic to come in as the three seed. They were fourth in the state in terms of wild card points. They might now, with the loss by SCOTUS and the win by the Crusaders here tonight, could very well be the number three seed. Again, the state will more than likely have the opportunity to get that all straightened out here pretty shortly. There's some games that will wrap up tomorrow. We'll have a pretty good idea when the NSA updates things here, but again, it won't be official until all the teams in the state are done playing, and there'll be plenty of games for you tomorrow. Once again, 53-47, Grand Island Central Catholic with the win here over Gothenburg. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be able to speak with Rob Misek, the head coach, the assistant coach for the Crusaders, who are heading back to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. We'll talk with Rob right after this timeout.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meat and the biggest selection of seafood for Lent and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that will keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose quality. Choose fresh. And choose to save at Super Saver. Second and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver. We sell for less. Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking. The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And speaking of schedules, here's what we have for you tomorrow in district finals for you. We'll have the D15 at Grand Island Northwest. Amherst taking on Kennesaw right here on KKPR. The D23 at Grand Island Central Catholic, Wilcox Hildreth battles Riverside on the Breeze 94.5. And on our sister station, KHES, it'll be at Grand Island Senior High, Adams Central. And not sure who their opponent will be as they're playing right now, but we'll have the Patriots for you tomorrow. And don't forget that we'll have coverage of the Girls State basketball tournament beginning on Thursday. And we'll get to that schedule here in just a few moments. But we have a chance now to talk with Rob Misek, the assistant coach here for the Crusaders. And well, that was fun. That was a pretty well-played ball game. Congratulations.
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate that. And hats off, first of all, to Gothenburg for playing a heck of a basketball game. I thought inside and out, their kids competed for 32 minutes, and we were very fortunate to come out as district champs tonight.
You guys were behind and kept working the ball into Guy Fawn, which is what you guys do. But, again, Borchardt did a great job of slowing him down and making you guys do something a little bit different.
Yeah, you know, people see Tanner as 6'9 and 6'10, but he's really a nice athlete, and he knows the game very well and plays the game very well. So I thought he did a great job of just going straight up, not getting in foul trouble against Johanna. And they forced us to hit some perimeter shots, and thankfully we you know, we hit some perimeter shots, a timely one from John Roeder there, so that was big in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. Roeder's jumper was huge there, but you guys kept working the ball down low to Guy Fawn, and then he had about four assists in that fourth quarter where he was able to find somebody else that was wide open because they doubled and triple teamed him.
Yeah, and we got on some of our guards for being stagnant and standing around there when Johanna caught the ball. We stood and watched, and then Brett Weens cut backside a few times. Yep. And Johanna's a pretty adept passer out of the post, and Brett cut right to the rim and got two layups, and I think Brady Brokaw might have got one.
Yep.
But that was really good. So, sorry, I'm getting distracted by being called down for this team picture here.
Let me ask you one other quick question, and that is just kind of your outside perimeter shooting. Great night by Roeder. You got a big one by Weens at the end of the first half. Just kind of talk about the importance that they had and how that worked out.
Yes, I'm sorry, Randy. Could I?
Yeah, we'll come. I'll get you later, Rob.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. Rob Nisick, we'll give him a chance to take the picture here as the district championship photograph. It's a Kodak moment. You got to do that. Hopefully we'll have a chance to bring him back here. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'll take a look at the schedule that we have for you in girls basketball, and then have a chance to talk with the coach when we come back. As again, your final, Grand Island Central Catholic 53-47 over Gothenburg. We'll have more of a conversation with Rob Misick, and we'll take a look at the girls basketball schedule coming up on Thursday as we continue with the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here, Grand Island Central Catholic, 53-47 over Gothenburg. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. And as promised, here is our schedule we have for you for girls basketball on our network of stations. We'll begin bright and early, 9 a.m. Right here on KKPR as four-seeded Minden will take on Pierce in Class C1. And then at 3:45 here on KKPR, Kearney Catholic, who's the two-seed, will be taking on Shadron at 3:45. Then at 7 right here on KKPR, Giltner, the number 6 seed in Class D2, will be taking on Sandhills Thedford. That'll begin at 7 o'clock. That'll be followed immediately after that at 8:45 as Sutton will be in action in Class C2. They're the 6 seed. They'll be taking on Freeman. And don't forget that on our sister station, KHAS, we got a couple of games both at 7 and 8 on Thursday night as in Class C2, St. Cecilia, the number 2 seed, they'll be taking on North Platte St. Pat's. That'll begin at 7. Hastings High in Class B will be playing at 8:45 p.m. They're the 7 seed. They'll be taking on Norris again at 8:45. And also on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550 in Class A at 8:45. Kearney High, the 7 seed, will be taking on Lincoln Northeast. Northeast 24-1 on the season, but Kearney High, they've won 15 in a row. So that one is not going to be the mismatch that a 2-7 matchup often is. And on the Breeze, KLIQ, we have one game for you coming up on Thursday at 3:45. Blue Hill will be in action in Class D1. They're the 5-seed. They'll be taking on 4-seeded Fullerton. Fullerton 20-4 on the season. Blue Hill, the Bobcats, are 22-2. Once again, our final in this one, Grand Island Central Catholic with a 53-47 win. And Coach Misek has been, I think, kidnapped, as I don't think he's going to be able to make his way back up here. But appreciate him stopping up and talking to us a little bit earlier. As, again, Grand Island Central Catholic getting it done. Guyfon with 13 points. Roweeder had 12. And, again, three-point shooting here for Grand Island Central Catholic. They hit 8 3-pointers. That was really the difference in this one, as they win it 53-47. Again, SCOTUS lost, so more than likely they will be the number 3 seed when the state basketball tournament pairings are announced, and those won't be announced until Wednesday. We'll have a much better idea. It won't all be shook out tomorrow, but tomorrow morning we'll have a pretty good idea what that's going to be, and then the official pairings will be announced on Wednesday. So again, congratulations to the Crusaders and the Swedes. Great season as well, but they fall here 53-47. GICC now 22-5 on the season. Gothenburg ends their year at 19-6. So the number 4 team in terms of ratings will make it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer Stacy Johns back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our